Sharing Time. I Am a Child of God by Vicki F. Matsumori. All of you are children of the Most High. Psalm 82, verse 6. Name some of your favorite primary songs. Why did you choose those particular songs? You probably enjoy them because they have a good melody or an important message. One song that is a favorite for primary children throughout the world is I Am a Child of God. It was written for a primary conference in 1957 by Sister Naomi W. Randall and Sister Mildred T. Pettit. Sister Randall prayed for help in writing the message. She awoke in the middle of the night with the words of the song in mind. She mailed the words, or lyrics, to Sister Pettit, who lived in California. Sister Pettit put the words to music. A few years later, President Spencer W. Kimball, then a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, suggested changing "Teach Me All That I Must Know" to "Teach Me All That I Must Do." He said that to know isn't enough. We have to do something. Friend, October 1984, page 14. In primary, you learn some important truths when you sing this song. You learn that you really are a child of God. You learn that Heavenly Father has sent you to a home with parents to help you. And, especially, you learn that when you do what is right, you can one day return to live with Heavenly Father. Personalized picture and frame. This activity you will need some help with. Cut out the frame on the thick dark line and glue it to heavy paper or lightweight cardboard. Fold under the strip at the bottom as a stand for the frame. Decorate it by cutting out the items or drawing other items that show things you like to do or want to do. Then, gluing the items to the frame. Attach a picture, or draw one, of yourself in the middle of the frame. Place it where it will remind you that you are a child of God and have been blessed with many talents. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Display pictures of some of the children in your primary. Tell how each child is different and special. Testify of each child's divine nature. Help the children memorize Articles of Faith 7 by writing it on the chalkboard. Have the children repeat it, then choose a child to erase one or two words. Continue the process until no words remain on the chalkboard. Discuss various talents and personality traits, such as being good at athletics, music, or art, being friendly, being kind. Have the children stand in a circle. Choose one child to be it. The child who is it tosses a beanbag or other item to someone standing in the circle and calls out a talent such as athletics, then counts quickly to 10. The child who catches the beanbag must name an athletic talent such as playing soccer before it reaches 10. If not, he becomes it. Sing I Am a Child of God, pages 2 and 3. 2. Have the children suggest people from the scriptures whom they admire, such as Moses, Daniel, David, Esther, Paul, Nephi, Alma. Write the list on the chalkboard. Divide the children into groups and allow them to choose one of the people from the list and dramatize a story from the life of that person. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 166. As they take turns presenting their dramatization, allow the primary to guess which person's story is being portrayed. After each presentation, discuss the qualities of nobleness and greatness shown by the scripture person. Sing songs that talk about these qualities. Read Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. bear testimony that all of these scripture people were among those who were chosen in pre-earth life. Moreover, each child was also chosen before he or she was born. Challenge the children to live their lives like the noble and great people in the scriptures. 3. Review the stages of our lives in the plan of salvation with the children. Make word strips of the various parts of the plan, or make copies of the figures from Primary 6 Manual, Lesson 1, page 2. Place the word strips around the room. Have children locate a word strip or figure, then stand in the correct order. Use simple costumes to have additional children represent a mother, father, and grandparent. Place this family in front of the Earth Life sign. Choose another child to stand in front of the Premortal Life sign. Sing, "I Lived in Heaven," page 4. Discuss the blessings of coming to an earthly family. Have the child move from premortal life to the family in front of earth life. Have the mother place a baby blanket around the child to show the love that a family provides. Sing, "A Happy Family," page 198. Explain that part of the plan is to leave earth life. Move the grandparent from earth life to spirit world, and talk of the sadness the family feels because the grandparent is no longer with them, but of the peace they feel in knowing that his or her spirit lives on. Sing, "Families Can Be Together Forever," page 188. Discuss the role the Savior plays in the plan of salvation. Have a child hold a picture of Jesus Christ in front of the resurrection sign. Sing an Easter song. Discuss how each child can qualify for the celestial kingdom as he or she chooses the rite. Sing verse 4 of "I Am a Child of God," pages 2 and 3. Bear testimony of your love and appreciation for the Savior. 4. Help the children understand the qualities they have because they are sons and daughters of God. Obtain two objects that are similar yet different, such as different size balls, differently colored books, and types of shoes. Also locate a picture of a child and a picture of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, such as The First Vision, Gospel and Art Kit number 403. Hide the objects and the pictures in the room before sharing time. Have children take turns locating the objects and pictures and then matching them. Discuss how the balls, although different in size or color or purpose, also have similarities. They are round, they roll, they bounce, etc. Discuss the other objects. Discuss the differences and similarities that children have with Heavenly Father and the Savior. Review some of the Savior's qualities and what each child might do to develop these qualities. Divide the primary into 8 groups and give each group one of the following Gospel and Art Kit pictures representing his teachings, Numbers 208, 212, 213, 216, 217, 218, 221, and 226. Have the children review the story on the back of the picture or read the scripture references given there. Then decide what quality Jesus taught or exhibited. Have them think of a modern situation in which they could use the same quality. Have the groups take turns presenting their modern situation to the primary, then showing their picture and telling the story of what Jesus taught or did in that situation. Sing songs that reinforce the principles each group teaches. Use the same Gospel and Art Kit pictures to sing the first verse of I'm trying to be like Jesus, pages 78 and 79. I'm trying to be like Jesus. I'm following in his ways. Number 208, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. I'm trying to love as he did in all that I do and say. Number 226, Jesus washing the apostles' feet. At times I am tempted to make a wrong choice. Number 221, the 10 lepers. But I try to listen as a still small voice whispers. Number 217, woman at the well. Love one another as Jesus loves you. 216, Christ and the children. Try to show kindness in all that you do. Number 218, the Good Samaritan. Be gentle and loving in deed and in thought. Number 213, Jesus healing the blind. For these are the things Jesus taught. Number 212, Sermon on the Mount. Invite the children to share their favorite story about Jesus Christ with their family in family home evening. For younger children, hide the Gospel and Art Kit pictures listed above in the primary room before sharing time. Repeating the following process for each picture, have a child locate a picture by giving a clue. Move your hands farther apart as he or she gets farther away from the picture, and closer as he or she gets closer to it. Have the child retell the story shown in the picture and discuss what quality Jesus showed or taught. Just as it was easier to find the picture when the child watched and followed your clue, it will be easier to develop qualities that help us to return to Heavenly Father as we watch and follow the Savior's example. Working with the class teachers, have the children think of a situation in which they could exhibit that quality today. Invite a class to dramatize that situation. Sing a song that reinforces the principle, such as, I'll Walk With You, pages 140 and 141. 5. Help the children understand that as a child of God, each can help his or her family by having an understanding heart. Briefly share the story about Solomon, who desired to be a good king and asked God for an understanding heart. See 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 and 9 through 12. Discuss what it means to have an understanding heart. On paper hearts, write some case studies. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 161 and 162. Of family situations such as, 1. A younger brother hurt his arm in an accident with your scooter. You have an understanding heart. What can you do? 2. Your mother is late making dinner because she picked up your sister from soccer practice. You have an understanding heart. What can you do? 3. Your friend wants you to play. You see your father working in the yard after a hard day at work. You have an understanding heart. What can you do? Put the paper hearts into a container. Have the children take turns choosing a situation from the container and then answering it. Sing Where Love Is, pages 138 and 139. Have the children make coupons of acts of service they will do for members of their family through the week. A coupon could be given to each family member or placed in a booklet. Have the children share some of their ideas for service, such as make one bed, in addition to the child's own bed, do the dishes, set the table, babysit for an hour, read to a younger child, help with homework. Sing songs from the children's songbook service listing in the topics index. Class presentation. Assign class members to write the situations, find songs, and practice reading aloud 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 9 through 12 for this idea. Also, ask each class member to perform an act of service for someone in his or her family before the presentation. At the conclusion of sharing time, have the class members report on the services they did for their families, what they learned, and how it made them feel. Invite the entire primary to do something during the week to help a member of their families. 6. Song presentation. Enlarge a picture of a family, then cut the picture into 8 horizontal strips. Write one line of each of the 4 verses of "I am a child of God," pages 2 and 3, on the back of each strip. Do not write out the chorus. Place the pieces in random order, with the words facing outward throughout the room. Sing the song and have the children join you for the parts they know. Have a child raise her or his hand when she or he has located the correct line of the song. Then place it on the front board or wall. Continue singing the song, stopping to re-sing lines or verses if the children are unsure of the words. When the lines are in order, tape it together and reverse it to show the completed picture. Bear testimony that the children are indeed children of God. Invite members who speak other languages to sing and teach the first verse of "I am a child of God" in those languages. 7. Additional friend resources. God's Power Within You, January 2002, pages 2 and 3. All About Me, January 2002, page 13. Lacey's Talent, January 2002, pages 42 through 44. Spiritual Power of Our Baptism, March 2000, inside front cover. Love at Home, June 1996, pages 44 and 45. Ensign Resources, Gifts of the Spirit, February 2002, pages 12 through 20. Them That Honor Me, I Will Honor, May 2001, pages 45 through 47. End of Sharing Time and Sharing Time Ideas.